This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Happy New Year! I'm so happy you're on. I've got a great show for you today. First of all, my playlist, it brings you my top 10 African music in 2023. There's Tanzania, Nigeria, Egypt, U.S., South Africa, Cote d'Ivoire, and Kenya. They're all in this mix, both at the top half and at the very end of the hour. Amapiano, Afrobeats, and Bonga Flava undoubtedly rule this year. Word on the tweets with VOA's Lady DJ comes in at the bottom of the hour with her usual minute 30 of up-to-date music entertainment news from the U.S. And then I have a five-minute mashup of Music Time in Africa's top interviews of 2023. Now, today's feature is a wonderful conversation with Mudoni Drummer Queen. We hung out in Nairobi one night recently where she told me all about her Blankets and Wine franchise, performance incubator music program, and her experience, well, she calls it a huddle, with King Charles. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting out in Tanzania with some Bonga Flava, here's my number one hit of 2023, my favorite song, I Gotta Say It, Enjoy, by Jukes. Featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Leo, acha tu niwaweke wazi. Mubaki na mishangao, kuswaya mapenzi, nataka kuyaeleza. Na leo, tena waiteni paparazi. Warushe kwa mitandao, siataki mapenzi, nataka jipongeza. Name with your baby, kumenaya na baby. Oh, unemona kipenzi, ni mshenza kupendi. Ama kwa ni mtihani, mambo mingi dunia na mistresi siwezi.
Kupendwa mimi nitajipenda peke yangu. Oh,
kilichoponza ufala kujiona simba, kumbe swala kasama kwenye penzi utwala badala kusaka miamala.
Ayo, toka neti pesa sana pendeza.
You just heard Enjoy, my number one song of 2023. Now we're moving to Nigeria with Davido featuring Musa Keys, Unavailable. Number two.
Unavailable.
that was Unavailable by Davido featuring Musa Keys from Nigeria. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. We're inside my top 10 countdown. Well, it's not a countdown. It's a count up because I'm starting with number one, going to number 10. But it's not necessarily in that order, except for the number one that I already told you about. We are now going to number three, Calm Down, featuring Rema and Selena Gomez. Rema did awesome on his own with the first original single. But when Selena Gomez jumped on it, you know, it just became a global sensation, especially here in the U.S. So we're getting to that. But first, a little New Year shout out from Rwanda.
Happy New Year to each and everyone. All the listeners of Voice of America, may this year be the best for you. Happy New You. Happy New Year.
Baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, you put in my heart. For lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl, oh young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 no. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, gon' give me your lo, 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 lo. You got me like, whoa, 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 whoa.
And you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa. Music, sports, and news.
Yes, hello. Happy 2024. We're in the middle of my countdown, but at the bottom of the hour, don't forget, I've still got lots of new stuff, word on the tweets. I have my five-minute mashup of the best interviews and live music sessions in 2023. And then, of course, today's feature with Mudhoney, Drummer Queen. All right, now though, to number four, People
by Lidianka and featuring Ira Starr and Omale. This one is another single that was redone after Lidianka made this song a hit on her own. But it's even better with these guys.
Did you check on me? Did you notice me?
In bed, but my mind still wondering. Overthinking, but I'd rather be sleeping. Grab a drink, I need escape now. 247, I'll be in this state now. But I can no longer.
Check on me, baby. Once a while, cause I've been drinking more alcohol. So I don't give a fuck. Cause I'm always by myself. I don't really need your love. Yes, I smoke, I can't find peace. I stay hungry, don't need much. See this vibe, cannot force it. Cannot force it, oh.
I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? You look for me. Yeah. I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Or did you notice me? Yeah. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? And did you look for me?
I'm Andrew Fefegula from Sierra Leone. I love to listen to VOA, Voice of America. Greetings to everyone, compliment of the season, and I wish everyone a prosperous new year in advance.
All right, here is number 5, Water by Tyla from South Africa. everyone. Happy New Year. This is Heather Maxwell. You just heard Water, which is my number 5 out of the top 10 2023 best songs ever from Africa and the U.S. Now we are going to number 6, Big Flexa. This is by the late Costa Titch, who passed away, unfortunately, this year on March 11th. He collapsed and died while performing at the Alta Music Festival in Johannesburg, and he was only 27 years old. But boy, did he leave a legacy, a music amapiano legacy. This is Big Flexa.
Like Fogger, yeah. Pull up in a beam, too much to clean your toilet. I don't foster, serious in daughter. A big time player, trip too big in Ganja. I went flexer, yeah. Tina said gym, yeah. Too hot like a heater. My neck down froze like winter. Don't put it on, liquor, yeah. Chase on my picture, MJ on the sheet, thriller. Funny vibes every night, yeah. Nanta la gata, Costa, yeah. A kiss star like Fokka, huh. Pull up in a beam, too much to clean and toilet, aye. Don't foster, serious in order, yeah. A big time player, a trip too big in Kanye, aye. When flexer, yeah. Tina said gym, yeah. Too hot like a heater. My neck down froze like winter. Don't put it on, liquor. Chase on the picture, MJ on the shit, thriller, funny vibes every night. Yeah.
I forget. The couple of the best. To the full set, all time I got jet, the living up about this, about this, about this. Oh yes, my babies are, oh yes. Oh yes, my babies are, oh yes. Before we check up with Don Perignon, I'm to make a the very. I forget. The couple of the best. To the full set, all time I got jet, the living up about this, about this. Oh yes, my babies are, oh yes. Oh yes, my babies are, oh yes. Before we check up with them, pin the yarn, I need to make a divide.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Pull up in a beam, too much to clean your toilet. I don't foster, serious in order. A big time player, trip too big in Ganja. I went flexer, yeah. Tina said gym, yeah. Too hot like a heater. Neck down froze like winter. Don't put it on, liquor, yeah. Chase on the picture, MJ on the sheet, thriller, funny vibes every night, yeah. Nanta la gata, Costa, yeah. A kiss star like Fokka, huh. Pull up in a beam, too much to clean and toilet, aye. Don't foster, serious in order, yeah. A big time player, a trip too big in Kanye, aye. When flexer, yeah.
Now, hello everybody, this is Heather Maxwell from number 6, Big Flexa by the late Costa Titch. We go to number 7, Pressure by Voltage of Hype, Toby Shang, and Hype Empress.
Block them, delete them, remove them from your contact. Block them, delete them, remove them from your contact. Don't pressure me, don't pressure me. Don't pressure me. Don't pressure me. Here we go.
Block them, delete them, remove them from your contact. Block them. pressure me.
One of the hottest songs everywhere earlier in the year, but we cannot forget that. Next up is number 8. It's called Ama Piano by Asake and Olamide. That is from Asake's album Work of Art, released in 2023. Speaking of Ama Piano and Nigerians, let me just remind you all, in case you forgot, that Nigerians have been kind of ruling the pop world, at least in the U.S. and on the continent, for the entire year. Remember the last Trace Awards that just happened in October. Davido took home the prize for Best Male, Best Collaboration, with that song Unavailable that we heard earlier. Rema won Global African Artist and Song of the Year with that song Calm Down, which we also heard earlier. And Burna Boy scored the prize for Best Album, Love Damini. Asake did not receive any of those awards, but he, my prediction, is on the rise, and we're going to see him winning a lot of awards in 2024.
Colorado, pass me the fat jungle. Piano, piano, it's a big vibe, but the girls them know.
Steadily, steadily, heavily, heavily.
I'm a piano.
I'm glad I made it out of belly of the beast. From the ground up, niggas stand up. See the fandom, no need to random. But wait and shine down, and then it never done. I'm telling y'all, better get the memorandum. One thing I know, I'm a piano. I'm a piano, all on my piano. No, Messiano, Italiano, Lucky Luciano. Killing bitches, all I know.
I'm a piano, piano. This is a big vibe, but the girls, them know.
Steadily, steadily, heavily,
I'm a piano.
Piano. We go show, we go let them know. Now we dey run the town and any show. Bigger than any wolf, stronger than any foe. Batman flows, put them on their toes. On the low, the girl them know. My bed will shut down, South Jamo, Colorado. Pass me the fat jungle.
Yes, all right. That was Ama Piano by Asake and Olamide. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. We're at number 9. This is from Côte d'Ivoire, Roselyne Layo with Mogo Fahiman. Awesome. And right after this, word on the tweets, my year-ender mashup. and then interview with Modoni Drummer Queen.
To the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, and this is Word on the Tweets.
Tweets are talking about Beyonce's childhood home in Houston, Texas. If you saw the Renaissance movie, you saw an image of this very house. Unfortunately, it burned down on Christmas morning. Now, the family that lives there was not home at the time, and according to the fire department, no one was injured. The tweets are also talking about Lil Uzi Vert. He told TMZ that Love is Rage 3 will be their last album. He said, quote, "I want to make music. I love making music, but I don't really want to make music like that no more. I want to make like women's clothes," end quote. And Kanye West issued a formal apology to the Jewish community in Hebrew. This was on his social media platforms. He said, "I sincerely apologize to the Jewish community for any unintended outburst. It was not my intention to hurt or demean, and I deeply regret any pain I may have caused. I am committed to starting with myself and learning from this experience to ensure greater sensitivity and understanding in the future. Your forgiveness is important to me, and I am committed to making amends and promoting unity." That's it for today.
Hope you are enjoying this very last show of 2023. This is Heather Maxwell. Now we're in the back half of the hour. So as promised, next up, I've got a 5-minute mashup of Music Time in Africa's top interviews of 2023. They include, and in this order, Rocky Dawune, who I interviewed in L.A., Okwi Osadebe, Mama Dikuyete, and Mama Dikuruma, also Biko, all from our New York studio. And then Mongezi Ntaka, Basi Kukuyete Ngoni Ba, Telem, Uncommon Sounds, Kofi Olomide, and Justin Austin. All of that was recorded from our studio headquarters in Washington, D.C. Then you have the Marlizo Band in Virginia, Shoma Josie in Tanzania, and Nikita Kering in Kenya. After that, we're going to listen to my feature interview with Muthoni, drummer queen in Kenya. But we'll get to that in a minute. Now we're heading into my five-minute mashup, beginning with my interview out in L.A. at our studios there with Rocky Dawuni.
Do you have any predictions for 2024?
I think that high life music, which has been the foundational sounds to of Ghana, songs that will kind of represent high life music will have a very strong opportunity. So we're talking of Afrobeats, and then Afro Amapiano is making a lot of headway.
I go there for you, even when the sky's falling down, baby girl, I go stand by you.
It's all right to check the dream, let things start in you.
What would you like to say to young people today?
I need to be taught myself. I need to learn. But the most important thing in life is to love what you do, to do what you do by love.
Good Lord, can't stay here by myself.
There wasn't an artist that was making music that was a combination of South African and East African. So I took South African beats and I put Kiswahili lyrics on them.
I ain't trying to be old.
What are your dreams now for the future?
Wow. To be the face of East Africa is like the most important thing to me, and perhaps in the future to be the face of Africa.
My favorite Fela song is Zombie. You know, in Fela, I talk about how the Nigerian military were like zombies, you know. Zombie no go go unless you tell them to go. Zombie no go stop unless you tell them to stop.
Africans have always been moving up in this system, but now we're just more visible doing it. I'm not really swayed by Africans achieving all these our lofty achievements in all these foreign institutions. Our duty and our commitment in this next decade as African people must be developing our own institutions.
We only talk revolutionary strategies.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes, all right. So when being told you're not enough or turned away from the places you want to be and things you want to do, you can give up, or you can be like Muthoni Ndonga or Muthoni Drummer Queen. This musical artist, who you're going to hear from in just a moment, has forged a new path for herself and for other, what she calls, misfits and outcasts in Nairobi, Kampala and Kigali, where being yourself, she says, is not only enough, but it's also celebrated and respected and even lucrative. Well, I sat down with Muthoni in Nairobi when I was there in November to learn about her successes doing this thing, just being herself, her franchise Blankets and Wine Festival, her music business program Performance Incubator, and her face-to-face huddle with King Charles. This is Muthoni singing Suzi Noma.
Shake it down like, we tell you, Simba. Shake it down, shake it down like, we tell you, Simba.
I want to know about the Blankets and Wine Festival.
So we are a picnic style music festival. We started in 2008 in Nairobi, and then now we are in Uganda and in Rwanda as well. So
in Kigali and in Kampala.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is your brainchild?
Yeah.
I guess people bring blankets and wine.
Yeah, so people bring blankets and bring some wine.
So what made you come up with it?
So the beginnings of it is really, I'm a musician. That's my primary vocation. I sing, I rap, I play drums. I really love music, and I hope I remain an artist all my life. But when I started my career, one of the things that I had a lot from the people who had platforms and opportunities in this space was that I was not Kenyan enough, that the sound wasn't Kenyan enough, and therefore it wouldn't really work on the platforms that existed. And I really just was like, look, you want to make music? There's lots of artists like you who are outcasts or misfits or for whom this space doesn't exist. Okay. So then I needed a place to perform my music. I needed to exist as an artist. Yeah. I wanted to be in front of audiences. Mm-hmm. So in a brainstorm with my friends, we were like, you know, what you're doing indoors, now just take it outdoors, you know, instead of playing by yourself, program all the other misfits and all the, you know, the other not enoughs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you could cross-pollinate an audience and, you know, let's make it happen. And then I slept on it. When I woke up, I had a strong conviction that it would work. I also just felt like there was something that was fundamentally missing from the music scene, because then the music scene was kind of locked in clubs and on radio. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, that's too limiting. What about something that's kind of in none of those two worlds? And what about a space that really prioritizes discovery of music, mm-hmm. and for creation of a vibe, you know, with the audience? Mm-hmm. I also felt convinced that Nairobi is the kind of place that you can make this experiment happen. It's super multicultural. There's lots of people who've studied abroad and have been exposed to the idea of festivals. And so, you know, coming back home, this is something that was actually missing in their palette of entertainment. And ultimately, like, who doesn't want to just hang out on Sunday, listen to music?
Who doesn't?
Especially drink some wine with your friends. I mean, yeah. It kind of works.
Okay. I heard that you were somewhere in the vicinity of the king.
Yeah.
Who was here with Camilla.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about that experience?
Yeah.
What were you doing there? What was it like?
So, in fact, I was there in two capacities. So we were invited by the British Council to produce a series of events around the king being here. We also ran a music incubator, so we're kind of selective on the kind of gigs that we produce. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those gigs that we were like, yes, happy to produce that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were there with the production company, but then I was also invited into a huddle, like a table to kind of speak to the His Majesty about the creative scene in Kenya, and there was a few of us who were invited into that huddle.
That is just amazing.
It was kind of fun, to be honest.
What is the music incubator? What is it?
So just like the festival, that's really been born out of just need.
Yeah.
So then we thought that maybe if we develop a systemized way of thinking, you know, we could upskill people who already know some stuff, and then now just give them the real language, right? And then we've trained, so we've done three cohorts, trained about 105 professionals now in the industry who they're like, yeah, you guys know what you're doing. There is nowhere you can get like formal training for the music industry. Yeah, so We are the formal.
What is the name? What is the name?
Perform Music Incubator.
Make it easier, have us regret. You would never say her name. You would have us forget how the mothers pressure feed the sons and daughters caught in torture chambers. Talk about it. Yeah,
tell me more about the music.
I had taken a life hiatus around 20. Well, the pandemic made everybody have a hiatus.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was expecting my first child in 2021. Mm-hmm. So then I gave myself 2022 to kind of just like figure out that.
Yeah.
And then this year I started to make music again and to produce. I'm inventing a sound.
Saying not the right time. You keep telling us not the right time. You keep saying not the right time. You keep telling us not the right time.
Was one of the singles for my last full album.
Okay, which was titled
called River.
River.
It's called River.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that with two Swiss producers, Greg and Hook. I actually worked with Greg and Hook for 8 years.
Mm.
The pandemic is kind of what stopped our gravy train.
Oh.
Power, power, power. Sisindi your power. Watoto wa how. Dio sisi how. This time I to joke. This time I to go.
We've been together since 2013 and at ping pong between Nairobi and Switzerland. We just ended up touring a lot of Europe. We had like some songs that did really well.
Like what?
So like Suzy Norma.
Me and Suzy Norma. We ain't got no money, but we do it how we wanna. Minting our nails, checking our mails. All them pretty boys wanna have us, but they feel like
Suzy Norma.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs.
What's that mean?
I mean, Suzy's bad.
Suzy? Who's Suzy?
Suzy is this girl that I invented when I was writing this song. She's kind of a mythological figure, kind of borrowed from my real life. Just a girl who's on her grind and just working with what she has to make, you know, life happen.
Oh, I see. You mean bad.
Like
not bad.
Bad. Not bad.
Bad. Oh, bad.
Precisely.
Got it.
Thank you. This is what I mean. I really like Million Voice.
Million Voice. How's that going?
Yeah. With a million, million voice, the man that makes some noise.
Awesome. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, and the rain's coming. You just, I think you just called the rains. It's been such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for coming out tonight in the cold and the rain.
No, it's absolutely my pleasure.
Yes.
It's truly my pleasure.
Yes. All right. Hello, everybody. We are getting near the end of the final show of 2023. This is my number 10. It is A Helayoum El Helwida by Ahmed Saad from Egypt.
لو من علي لو حرب جاية والله ما اتضايق هتعايق مزاجي حلو وشكلي الحلو عليا كده لايق مترسق والانبساط لازق لي لزقة ده ما صدق اللي مزنزق جاي من حلي لو حتى كل الدنيا بيتحدى ايه اليوم الحلو ده ايه الناس الحلوة دي
الحلوة دي خلاص يا نحس بتودع في شياكة بأداء راسي والوش بتلاجة تلاجة أعصابي باردة ومش شاغلني ولا حاجة اليوم الحلو ده الحلوة دي
Sad from Egypt, the last song of my top 10 of 2023. But guess what? We still have a few more minutes left in the end of the show, so I'm adding one more. And we're back to Tanzania, just where we started off at the top of this hour. This time, though, with Harmonize, the song Single Again.
latest single again by Harmonize out of Tanzania. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. And once again, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Also, big thanks to Madhoni, drummer queen from Nairobi, for that great interview. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And online, too, at voaafrica.com. Just search for Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay safe and stay beautiful.